We've heard from Iowa and now New Hampshire. Pretty soon, it'll be time for Nevada's caucus. Here to explain the whole process is KUNR Stephanie Serrano, and she's joined by our senior political reporter, Paul Boger.
Stephanie, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
So the Nevada caucus is quickly approaching. I wonder if you can tell us a little bit about the caucus itself.
Yeah, it's the process taken by the parties to determine which candidates will be nominated by their respective parties for the general election in November.
So one of the interesting things this year is that the Republicans, of course, aren't having a caucus. The Democrats, however, are not just having their regular caucus on the 22nd. They're also hosting the first early caucus, right?
Yeah, it's actually pretty interesting. So early voting starts February 15th through the 18th. The state Democratic Party has made 82 sites available for this exact purpose across the state, from rural communities to even, you know, some sites on the Las Vegas Strip. And they really made this decision because they've seen a pattern with the Nevada voter. 60% of Nevadans who've participated in prior general elections voted early. This is also really important because it's talking about accessibility. Now, community members who have conflicting schedules and can't actually participate on caucus day have the opportunity to make their vote. And we're talking about students. We're talking about people who work on weekends. And this is why some may say that the caucus process is problematic, because if you aren't available, you can't participate. So by including early voting, this is the way the party is trying to become more inclusive.
So take me through that early caucusing process.
The process mimics what will go down on caucus day, except for now you'll be using a ranked choice ballot. And so that ranked choice ballot would allow the person to list their preferred candidates, with their top selection being number one. If that candidate isn't considered viable the day of the caucus, they would move to the second pick. All of those votes would be added to the actual caucus day.
That, of course, is the early voting component of all this. The caucus itself is on February 22nd. What should people expect when they go?
The key thing here is that you have to be a registered Democrat to participate. You can update your registration. You can actually register day of. And don't worry, if you're 17 but will be 18 by the general election, you can still participate. Check-ins will happen, and at 12 o'clock, your precinct chair, which is basically the person leading your caucus, will give everyone the green light. And this is when it all goes down. You'll physically move and gather with other people who support the candidate that you have chosen. And in order for the group to be viable, it needs at least 15%. The chair will count, and if your group isn't viable, you'll have another opportunity to choose another candidate. Once everyone is accounted for and candidates are viable, the caucus will end and the chair will determine how many delegates each candidate won. If you are participating, expect to be there a couple hours, so pack some snacks. Results should be broadcasted same day.
Stephanie, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about Nevada's caucus in light of what happened in Iowa last week. What happened there, and what steps is the state party doing to make sure that doesn't happen here in Nevada?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's safe to say that Iowa's caucus would be a caucus director's worst nightmare. The app they were using had a coding error, which not only delayed results by hours and hours, but also reported them incorrectly. It took 4 days to verify results. That left some Nevada voters shaken. The morning after the Iowa caucus, the Nevada Democratic Party sent out a message addressing those worries, saying what happened in Iowa wouldn't happen in Nevada. Since then, the party has dumped the app in favor of a tool that'll be preloaded onto an iPad. However, how that's different from the app and whether party volunteers will receive training is unclear.
Stephanie, thank you so much.
Thanks, Paul.